This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to, I'd like to believe, is another session of sanity right on the rail side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being engaged, truly being involved. You know, Cheryl, and, you know, I know a lot of guys don't do this, but share a little personal stuff with you. You know, when I built this studio out, some of you see the overhead shot, you like it. I mean, we're on radio. Let's just be honest about it. I never had any intention of doing any video. And it seemed like that's the direction everything was going in, so we started doing it just so you'd have something to look at. And why you want to look at it, I don't know, but whatever. And so as time went on, you know, we started adding stuff to it, and we kind of grew the studio, and we're in California. I can bring other people in here, and I did at times. But now it's, you know, we can't move. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you can't move easily around this state. Now, God bless the sheriffs. And as some of you know, you probably would know this, but the sheriffs are elected, so they can't be fired. I mean, they could be impeached, they could be recalled in California, but they can't be fired. And, you know, the L.A. County Board of Supervisors wants to get rid of the sheriff because, you know, partly because he won't enforce some of the ludicrous rules of the state and the county. But police chiefs are running scared because they are hired and fired by the mayor and the city council. So here in California, you know, I joke sometimes in my area, but you wouldn't know we had a lockdown. I'm still fighting traffic when I have to go run an errand to do something. And I'm on a school board, so sometimes I have to go conduct school board type of business. So I have to get in the car and go somewhere. But, you know, again, it's crazy to think that they want us to stay in home. In your home. Not just at home, but in your home. Now, I need some help with something because the state of California now is talking about, or LA County is talking about, keeping kids inside as well, not letting them play sports anymore, you know, or even doing the conditioning. So if you're in an area, you're in a state, you're in a town, wherever it is, and you guys have found a way, you know, maybe you're under a mask mandate, I don't know, and you're in a position where they're allowing the kids, I'd love to know. I would love to know that you're doing this and it's working and the kids are allowed to be out there and you know, running or doing whatever. I can see them not wanting you allowed to be on the wrestling team, okay? I got that. But to be on track or baseball or football, okay, you can condition for football without being on top of each other or having to touch each other for that matter. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, working out, doing obstacle courses, all of those, you can keep the distance. So these kids get to stay in shape, burn off some steam, talk to each other. People were killing our kids. I don't know, some people are getting mad at me right now as I'm talking, saying, yeah, but they're dying of COVID or COVID. No, the numbers don't back you up. And we've done the numbers over and over and over again on the show. They don't back you up. We have cured, as I like to joke in a dark way, we have cured the seasonal flu. Nobody ever dies of the seasonal flu anymore. Nobody's dying of cancer. Nobody's dying of lung disease. Nobody's dying of any of these things that we used to die of on a regular basis. I just want real numbers. Allow me to think for myself. Give me the numbers. See, you're creating, you guys on the left, listen, you're creating this problem because you're forcing us to go look things up and try to decide on our own who's telling the truth, where, and how. Don't start throwing up in my face that we have these doctors that are watching people die at the hospitals. We've seen people die. I've been with people that are dead. I get it. It's not a wonderful place to be, is it? But there are doctors on the other side that say, no, they're not all dying of COVID. They're not dying the way they say you are. And if we truly are willing to do anything for life, oh, we got to do everything we can to make sure people are safe. We have to do everything we can to make sure that people survive. Well, then why aren't we trying these treatments that are working? I mean, I don't know. You, Tammy, probably better at this, and others, you're better at this than I am, because I don't put the stuff to memory, because I can always look it up. But I mean, you're talking about vitamin D, getting that out in the sun, right? There's all kinds of, you know, treatments that they have, if you would, that have helped many people survive this. Some have even said putting them on respirators, in some cases, is what's killing them. Again, I don't know. I'm not saying I do. But just give us the real information. Let us know. In Los Angeles County, according to the CDC, the LA CDC, if you would, there are zero deaths, 0 to 17 years old. And there are kids back in school. I know private schools that are open. I know some schools that are open. Kids are going every day. They are not 6 feet apart. You show me a group of kids together that can maintain 6 feet without a problem. You can't. You can't do it. You know you can't. When they're in the park playing, they're not 6 feet apart. When they're running around the alleyways because they're skateboarding, they're not 6 feet apart. And I'll tell you what. They don't have a mask on either. Come on, just be honest about it. Joe Mazzini, your host, should listen to Real Side. Be back more, Joe, when we come back from the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she...
I wonder how he would do today. What do you think? The fella once said, you think they'd give him any love? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really, be involved. Be engaged. Don't be adversarial. But be engaged and be involved. Seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I don't know. Yeah, I do it out of habit, but I don't have access to the phones right now. So don't bother. All right. Send me an email. Got a question? Do you want me to comment on something? Send me an email. Right? Joe@therealside.com. Joe@therealside.com. I found a rich article today I just thought was wonderful. And to show you, and this is again, look at the people on the left or the far left. I'll say, because I got, when I say the left, I'm not talking about rank-and-file Democrats, if you would. I've got a lot of rank-and-file Democrat friends who don't know, don't understand what their party's doing. Okay? And we've got people on the right that are the same way. We've got rank-and-file Republicans that don't understand what the heck the party's doing. They don't leave. They're not running away. So, you know, when I talk to these people, and they're trying to figure out, even they're upset. Look, Twitter, I don't know if you heard about this today. This is great. I can't even do it without giggling. Twitter condemned Uganda for blocking social media apps. They don't think that censoring is appropriate, especially before a key election. Anybody else? I'll wait for you to get up off the floor, because you have to be laughing as hard as I am. Twitter openly condemning internet service providers for blocking social media apps in the run-up to an election in Uganda. Hello? Didn't they do the same thing, in essence? And now they're doing it even worse during? Ahead of the Ugandan election, they said, we're hearing reports that the internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. The social media giant posted the statement on their sites on Tuesday. We strongly, ready? Now you gotta listen. These are their words, not Joe's. If you're driving, please try to contain yourself. I don't want you to hurt anybody. We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful. They violate basic human rights and the principles of open internet. They went on to say, access to information and freedom of expression, including public conversation on Twitter, is never more important than during a democratic process, particularly elections. Except if you're Republican, in which case, they'll stop you. I mean, this is rich. You could look at. Can you imagine a comedic writer sitting around a table going, "Okay, we need a skit for Friday night. We need to go. How about?" They couldn't come up with this. They would lay this out, and somebody would go, "That's stupid. Nobody's going to laugh at that. Nobody's going to buy that." But there it is. I have to ask you something. Are they dishonest? Are they so dishonest that they know what they're saying? And they don't care because they want to win at any cost? They want influence at any cost? Or are they really that sick? Are they really that mentally ill? I need to know because, you know, I'm only one person. I don't want to put it on them. Are they really that mentally ill that they think that this is the right thing to do? This makes sense. Squelch conversation from the other side. And then when they get challenged, they tell them it's unfair. Right? They argue that access to information and freedom of expression, including the public conversation on Twitter, is important, especially during a democrat process. Except when they don't like the process, when they feel somebody else is winning that process. Now, these are their tweets. This isn't Joe making it up as I go. Right? And to show you how hateful they are. Right? You're looking at the New York Bar Association now. They're launching to remove Rudy Giuliani. Take his law license away. Right? You think about this. Think about what's taking place on a regular basis. And Tom Cotton, who I thought was a good guy, apparently they're giving him credit for halting a bunch of GOP objections in the Senate. This is just bad. You know, this really shows you. Have we lost our way as a society, as Americans? I mean that in all sincerity. Because people who I thought had a heart, people who I thought had some common sense, that I thought were just Democrats because, you know, Daddy and Mommy were Democrats. Kamala Harris, and you already know this, I'm kind of repeating myself here, called Joe Biden a racist and actually, you know, gave some examples. said that she believed Joe Biden's accuser on the sexual assault charges. We've seen it happen in the past. The Australian news people, they don't care. They put it all up there. And there was one woman in particular who came forward, and they did a whole segment with her on how Joe assaulted her, and his team covered up for him. You'd never hear that here. Why? And you can see it happening. You've seen it for years. You've heard about it for years. And yet, people in the Democrat Party ignored it. Harris joined his team. Is she now going to cover for him? If she sees sexual assault or hears about it, is she not going to say anything or do anything? You got to ask the question. She didn't do it before. She ran against the man and called him out for being those things. And when he asked her to be his VP, all was forgiven. Didn't even fess up to doing it and ask for forgiveness. It is always amazing, and that's us, though. We are the ignorant electorate that our founding fathers talked about. We're ignorant in a lot of ways. Look, you heard Rick Green say that a senator of 20 years did not know, didn't understand that by pushing the elections back to the states and or back to Congress, each state would get one vote. He thought it was Pelosi's. And I blame the Republican Party for that. Because the caucus, the people running, the Kevin McCarthy's of the world, should have got these guys in a room and told them the truth about it. Told them how it plays out. We are terrible at this. We deserve what we get. Joe Mazzini, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
4 House Republicans have declared their intent to vote for impeachment when the House takes up the articles on Wednesday. The number 3 Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, said Tuesday in a statement that she would vote for impeachment and claimed that the president lit the flame of the attack on the Capitol last week. She joins Representatives Fred Upton, John Katko, and Adam Kinzinger, who've publicly said they also would vote for impeachment. Michigan Republican Congressman Peter Meyer says he'd prefer to censure the president, but tells Fox News that he is considering the articles of impeachment being circulated.
I think the censure is a strong and appropriate message. Presidential censures are exceedingly rare for them to be brought up and for them to pass. Let's be honest. I think that the appropriate timing for an impeachment is probably after we have had a full investigation. At the same time, looking at the articles that are being presented, there's a reason why I'm strongly considering them.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
I'm back at it. Hopefully you are too. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Yes. Yes. 5563. Come on. That easy. Not that hard. Anyway, appreciate your time with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll. Some of you asked me. I'll talk more about it later on this week. There really, and I'm not just saying it because it's me, but there really is an attack going on us. I set up a GoFundMe account for some issues, as you know, that are going on with the whole Katie Hill event from last year. It is now gone, or it is now gone into a lawsuit. My lawyers are telling me, it's going to cost some money to do this, and I mean some money to do this. So we're going to be looking for some help, but GoFundMe won't let me set up a page there. I shouldn't say that. They did let me set up a page. And then they suspended the page. So it's just amazing to me. But there were other ways to do this, and we're setting up other ways to do it. So you can't just give up. It's not that easy. You can't let them win. I don't care what it costs, you can't let them win. And God bless Tammy, who is on my side with this stuff. She has no problem. I shouldn't say no problem, but she understands that we can't let them win and we have to fight it. And thank God our founding fathers didn't look at it like, oh my God, look what it's going to do to me. They looked at the bigger picture, which is what we need to look at. And you guys in the chat room are great. You just keep stealing my thunder, though. I walk away from the desk for 2 minutes and you've already put up some of the stuff I was going to talk about, but I guess it shows you great minds think alike, right? So you look at these, again, back to Twitter, actually having the guts to call out Uganda for censoring them. Isn't that what they were doing to all of us? Parler was getting, was it Parler? I think they were getting 600,000 new signups a day when Apple came down on them. Well, all of them, actually. You have to have, and some of you aren't technically minded, and I get it, but you've got to have all kinds of servers. You have to have the ability to handle the amount of traffic coming in with all these requests being made and everything else. And Amazon Web is great for that. They, you know, they've got servers all over the place. They already had most of them set up, so they went into that business. And we all went, not we all, many went running. But to what end? Now you've just given them total control over your servers. If they don't like what you're saying and doing, they're going to shut you down. If you're smart and have the money, you do your own service. You do your own service. Takes a lot of money to do that, though. And in today's environment, it may be the only way to go to stay safe. Now again, I love this. Because the minute that Twitter put these complaints up about Uganda, and I'll surely be more as time goes on, they got knuckled online. One lady, a great line too, as they went through this and they talked about how strongly it was, how strongly they condemned censoring on the internet. Somebody writes, does Twitter not have any mirrors? Really, seriously, is there not anybody at Twitter with enough brain cells between the ears to go, don't post that? That is just so hypocritical. But I was saying it before I left, maybe before the break. You have to look at this and say to yourself, are people, do they not have anybody there that is honest? I'm going to say honest enough. It has to be. Because, look, you cannot be an honest person, a person of integrity, and look at that tweet working for that company and saying, oh, yeah, we didn't just do this. Oh, yeah, we just did this. Nobody cares because we're so much better than they are. Right? What kind of monsters would block the right to free speech? Twitter. It's really that simple. And Twitter won't answer to anybody. They don't want to say. I mean, the Washington Examiner kept calling them and asking them if they would comment on it. They wouldn't comment on it. Of course they wouldn't. You've got them. You turned on the light. They were standing there with the gun in one hand and the gold in the other hand. They just robbed the bank and they got caught doing it. Maybe that's something we ought to think about doing. I told you about the company in Idaho. God bless those people. An internet provider who said, no more, that's it, we've had it. Facebook, Twitter, you're banned from our services unless anybody or somebody in particular asks. If they ask for you, they ask for your services, we'll unlock it for them and them only. God bless them. Right? Back to what somebody was, they're talking about it in the chat room, but I was going to get to it too, which is, you know, Joey B. Now, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know I've said this a million times. You all know what's going to happen here. It's sworn in. I was going to say sworn at, really. But to be in office. Well, that's somewhat embarrassing. Okay? Really, what should happen or what might happen? Because now you're seeing, you know, before this whole thing happened last week, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DFG, they were all talking about Joe's involvement with his son's, China, Ukraine, and other affairs. And they were really asking the question, could there any, you know, they were subtly asking, could there be anything here? Now, I know people that know Harris. This is their opinion of her. I don't know her. They say she's a buffoon. Okay? So isn't that great? You've got a guy in office right now, or being sworn in, that doesn't have two brain cells warm enough to work together. And then you've got a buffoon shoring him up. So I see one of two things going to happen. First of all, I do not believe, personal opinion, my crystal ball doesn't work. But I think that what's going to end up happening is they're not going to use the sick thing because it would be an embarrassment on them. The Republicans have been talking about it over a year. Here's a guy that's been run for Senate. He's talked about running against President Bush. I mean, we go through the whole thing where Biden had no real clue as to where he was at and what he was doing and why he was doing it. All right? Or what's going to end up happening is the whole investigation around his son is going to heat up. And there'll be a lot more conversation about it, and it'll be much more or less painful for them if Biden steps up to the mic and says, look, I love this country, and, you know, the president has to give 110% of himself, and with all these allegations flying around and all the noise in the news, we can't get done what we need to get done. And I would believe that it'd be much better if I step down, step away, and let Vice President Harris take over, because she's not under this kind of scrutiny. She pardons him, the rest of the family, and the dog, and everything's cool. They got what they wanted. Right? I mean, come on, let that, think about it. And I don't see him at this point, I don't even see how he can maintain for a year. Even lately, when he stepped up to the mic, he's kind of confused as to where he's at and what he's supposed to be talking to or about. From the Republican side, you know, McConnell wants his gun. You know that, right? He wants things back to status quo, where he kind of sort of got along with the Democrats. Not really, though, if you think about it. They never really got along. Right, they worked together, tolerated each other, and made sure that each other got enough money to be happy in their pockets. I'm not talking about the constituents. But McConnell is really furious with the president, and he's it. I mean, think about how fast you can't get the guy to move. He moves like molasses in the wintertime, and now he's moving at lightning speed. These people who use Trump to get back into their seats. Well, frankly, they deserve to be voted out. And in states where you can recall them, they deserve to be recalled. Jump with your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties.
So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Couple of nitwits.
Come on, that's good walking music. Where I come from, it's walking music. And please, hey, some of you guys, you know, don't try the Boston accent. You're terrible at it. Unless you come from there, you're really terrible at it, all right? Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Again, on the air and around. You know, we were talking about Mitch McConnell. And really how, look, you got these people claim to be Republicans. What do they fight for? Right, what were they fighting for? Tell me some of the issues that they stood up for, fought for, that were Republican conservative issues. Right? And McConnell, he slow walked a lot of things that Trump was trying to get done. You know, everybody got mad at Trump for calling out certain members for not doing what they were supposed to be doing. And it wasn't that they weren't doing for him. They weren't doing for the American people. Now, some of you who didn't catch the whole show, I said earlier, someone should string together some of Trump's most famous lines. And I'm not talking about anything that you want to make fun of him. I'm talking about things like when he looked at the black community outside of Detroit when he first ran and he said, look, you've been voting for them at 60 years and look where you're at. What have you got to lose? Give me a chance. And look what happened. Their unemployment numbers dropped like crazy. They were getting work. They were putting more food on the table. And it wasn't because he pandered to the black community. Because he knows, being in business for himself, he understands that by making it easy for everybody, making it better for everybody, making it equal for everybody, how many white colleges have to fight for money every year? Black colleges had to. Why was that? If Obama was in office for 8 years, why did he force the black community, the black college community, some of the most famous historic colleges, to beg for money every year? Kind of, here, come kiss my ring. Tell me what you want, and I'll decide whether you should or are worthy of it based on how much you praise me. Trump didn't do that. Right? The racist president, he didn't do that. But you won't hear that kind of conversation. And that's why they hated him, because he did what he said he was going to do. He did the things he said he was going to do. He followed them through, no matter how much you liked him, or I liked him, or didn't like him. Look, there's a lot of stuff that Trump did I wasn't excited about, if you would. I still say, within the first 8 months of his presidency, when he saw what was going on, all the leaks that were happening, I would have wiped out everybody. Except there's one problem with being able to do that easily. It's because the communists on the other side, when they left the office, Obama made them all civil servants, which made them hard to fire. They had never been civil service before. But I would have cared. I would have paid the difference. I would have paid the penalties. Why? Because you cannot. I don't care if you're a business or in government. You cannot succeed with people around you that are working against you. It just doesn't work. So, I don't know. I look at this stuff, and maybe it's too simplistic. You know, it's on my school board, for instance. I remember when I got elected, I don't know, 12, 13 years ago, whatever it was, and I was only planning on spending 8 years there. But I remember thinking, you know what? I got a mandate from the people, right? I mean, I got elected, so they want me to do what I said I was going to do. And you go in there, and what you learn really, really fast are two things. You can't keep up with everything. I mean, think about something. There's 20-some-odd thousand kids in our district, 16,000 sets of parents, and a community of 300,000. So you can't keep up with every little thing going on. And then when you're on the school board, anything you vote for or against only affects one person. The son or daughter of that parent who's mad that you made that vote. I mean, I get it. I have four kids. I get it. You know, you're attacking, no matter what you do, you're attacking my kids. I got that. But I found out quickly, and I'm not Congress, we're a five-member school board. I got four of the votes to contend with. I got four of the people that make the decisions, and I need a 3-2 vote. I've got to figure out how to make that happen. I've got to figure out how to get along with those people. I have to figure out how to ally/align with some of those people. And on top of that, I had to figure out how to get through the stuff the staff gave me. Not that they were being dishonest by any stretch of the imagination, but a lot of times you get the information that they feel that sends you towards a direction that they feel is the best for the district. And it's not because someone says, well, they don't want to do that much work. I don't know that. I have to feel, based on the people I've met, that most of them believe they're doing the right thing, that they're pushing you in a direction that's the best for the kids. And so it's up to you to decide to take the time, how bad you want the job, what you want to do. But it was a real beatdown mentally for me, if you would, in the first year, because I'm going, wait a minute, why can't I get this done? These are the right things. These kids need to have these things. And then you have to realize how to work it from there. So a lot of you, when you're looking at your elected officials, I know there's some people that are mad at my local congressman because some of the things that he's done. And I always say the same thing. Look, until you're in his shoes, until you're there, until you're watching what's going on, you can't get mad at every vote. He's not going to make everybody happy at every vote. I can't. I think we probably average 4 to 6 action items a night with spending money, agreeing to build something, or what have you. And I guarantee you the people listening that are on my side that voted for me, if I make 5 votes, 2 of them tee them off. No question about it. But it's okay. Like people say all the time, I know it's kind of goofy, but it's true. You don't agree with your own spouse 100% of the time. But there's a difference between people working against you for hateful reasons. They're not there for the same reasons as you. And I've had people on the school board and other people in elected positions that they want to move on to be, I don't know, state senator or state assembly person, council person, whatever you want to call them, and move on and move up. Those are the wrong people for the job. Those are the ones that shouldn't be there. That's my personal opinion. Because their sights aren't set on making it better for the kids. When they're on city council looking to be governor, their sights aren't set just for the city. They're testing the water. They're thinking about where they want to go, where they're moving to, what they're going to be doing. That's dangerous, in my humble opinion. And I don't want to work with people like that. You know, some of you know that I consult on for candidates that want to run for office. My first question to them when I sit down with them, not the proverbial, so why do you want to do this? What drove you to make this decision? What was the aha moment for you that you got up and you went, you know, I really need to be on school board? Because I tell you what, a lot of school board members in small communities, they go on to be city councilmen, they go on to be, you know, to go into state legislature and or up to the federal level. Because it's what they, not so much elementary school, but high school districts and junior high districts. So the idea for me is to find out what drove them to do this. And I've had candidates where I've said, I can more easily get you into this position. You have the demeanor for this position or this seat. They go, nope, my heart is with the city council. My heart is with the school board. That person will do a good job, and they will fight for you, for the kids, or whatever, because their heart's in it, and you couldn't sway them, and you couldn't get them to look at something else. But the one who comes to you, and I've had them, said, nah, I'm just going to start here because I really want to be mayor. And the best place to get known is on the school board. All right, I can't work for you because you don't have it. You're not there. And you heard Rick earlier say, it's true, politics are local. You need to make sure that the local people that you hire, because you are hiring them, that represent you, share your values. And for you Christians, I wish you'd get it together. This isn't a Joe sermon, but I wish you would get it together. I wish you would vote for people the way God wants you to. And this scripture to back this up, and most of you pastors listening, or you're going to go tell your pastor and he's going to say I'm wrong. I'm not wrong. There are four basic scriptures to tell you how and who to vote for. Not by name. And every one of them wrap around or roll around the fact that you need to vote for people. If you're a Christian, you need to vote for people that love God's word, that love God, that are subservient to God, that understand he's the sufficiency, not the government. Really that simple. How do you vote for somebody who's to take life as opposed to somebody, I mean, God's word, he's looking for life. He upholds life. He values life. So we should value life. I know, I'm always stuck on the abortion thing because I think that's the ultimate. If you won't protect the unprotected, the most vulnerable, you're not going to protect me. And you see that happening all over the place. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you for putting up with me. I appreciate your time. I know it's precious. A lot of people I know have passed away in the last 2 or 3 weeks. No, not all because of COVID. So life is precious. Time is precious. God bless. Go out and have a great rest of the day.